Yeah, hi Tony. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I thought we made good progress and made a good decision this week. And, you know, all credit to people like Stephen Tindall and Grant Dalton for showing some flexibility about that. We've narrowed it down to two sites, and, you know, in all likelihood, I think it'll be the cluster around Wynyard Basin. Why did we go for that rather than the other? Well, three reasons. You know, there's a $40 million difference in the cost between the two. And, you know, this isn't my money I'm spending, it's your money. So I've got to spend it really carefully. Secondly, it's a time factor. They want the consenting and the construction done within 18 months. That's incredibly tight. The construction of the Halsey Wharf extension would take 8 months longer. So you've lost all of your margin for any problem that you might have in construction or consenting. And the third thing is there's a real feeling around the city. You know, we've been building and building and building out into the harbour. And, you know, if we've got two options and one is less intrusive than the other, I think the public would say go for the less intrusive one as long as it meets the land and the water requirements of Team New Zealand. And that was always a bottom line for us as well. Yeah, no good saying we want to host the Cup and then not making it possible for them to do so. We've got to make it possible. And I think we can do that and we can create the village atmosphere. You know, one base is 2 or 3 minutes away from a base on the other side. It's all clustered around the same area, focused on the Viaduct Event Centre, you know, which will be a key factor in hosting the Cup. And this is an area we can probably keep on as a legacy for the second and third defences and any other defences that we hope that we'll be able to get, because we want to set out to win that Cup.
Are you aware, for example, that, Phil, there are overseas cities at the moment who are waiting to see how this plays out and maybe having a bid for this? What I'm saying to you is that as much as the media this week have been relatively positive that there's been conciliation here, that there's been a decision made, where are your confidence levels at that there are still some things from Team New Zealand they want and they consider to be non-negotiables? Therefore, do you believe there is still a chance we could lose this thing? We could not make a deal?
Well, I hope not. That's certainly not the mood I've had. You know, a guy like Sir Stephen Tindall is a very patriotic Aucklander and New Zealander. I've known and I've worked with Stephen a lot. I got the greatest respect for him. He wants to have the Cup here. I think the team, you know, the team are largely Kiwi teams. It's a hell of a lot better for them to be based at home, close to their families. We've got a harbour that is a beautiful harbour for holding this race. We've got a base now that will, you know, we can make that work for them. Yeah, look, there will be other bidders, and you've got to think, you know, most of us think of the America's Cup as a sporting event where we're proud of the sportsmanship, we're proud of the technology, we're proud that New Zealand is out the front there, but it's also a big business. And, you know, we saw that in the past with, you know, with Sir Russell Coutts, you know, being made an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yep.
And heading off and racing for the Swiss. So it's not all about patriotism. It's, you know, they're working a profession, they're earning a living. And, you know, they will be tempted by bids that are made in different places. I don't want to see it lost from New Zealand. I don't think actually Team New Zealand does either. The government doesn't want to. I think there's a will there and we'll make it work. But, you know, that requires a bit of compromise all the way around. And we've done some compromise on the site. There are people out there telling me you can't move into the harbour 1 inch, and this goes out 70 metres into the harbour, better than the 230 of the original model. So, you know, we're all making a compromise to try to make this work and get the best all-round deal for the city and for the country. And I think if everybody goes into a negotiation with that state of mind, yeah, we'll keep it here. And I'll be doing my level best to make sure that happens.
Were you aware, Phil, that Team New Zealand have put through, I think yesterday morning it went through, a hosting fee, which is going to go to, I'm assuming, the government here, which is on top of the infrastructure bill cost?
They raised that with me on Sunday, but not what the level of the fee is. So I'm not sure what they're talking about. I know the government has a little flexibility in terms of its major events fund that it has. But, you know, if Auckland is already forking out literally hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, for stuff, you know, that will be a benefit to the city, and the city will get the jobs and businesses will get the income, you know, that's a pretty fair contribution to make. And I, you know, it's not a case of just being tight. It's a fact that I don't have the money to spend. And, you know, the fundamental responsibility I have as Mayor of Auckland is not to spend money that I don't have. So we've got to make that work.
So you won't be putting any money into a hosting fee then?
I've indicated that we have almost no room for that sort of thing. What I have said is that the private sector is also a big beneficiary out of this. You know, the marine industry, for example, have signalled that it might be worth a couple of $100 million to them. Well, you know, I'd love to see some really good corporate citizenship and people in the private sector coming to the party as well. And, you know, I've tasked my chief executive with exploring what options there are for private sector contributions to this as well. So, look, we'll go into it in good faith. It's not all done and dusted, as you've said. I think we're making a big contribution. Not every Aucklander is in favour of that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, give me an idea here, Phil, because obviously with a show like mine, I get a lot of opinions and a lot of people saying to me, Tony, I live in Christchurch, I live in Gore, even I live in South Auckland, I don't give a stuff. What is the reaction council is getting now that you are going to fund this thing?
Look, around the country, I've heard some of the other mayors talk. You know, Mayor of Wellington was on the other day, and they recognise that when the super yachts come down to follow the cup, they don't just stop in Auckland. They go around the country and they visit. The government recognises that they take the money, they get the tax revenue out of the increased GDP caused by the America's Cup. You know, so they understand that they're getting a benefit. Auckland understands that it's getting a benefit. You know, and the whole country actually understands, you know, the vibrancy and the excitement that surrounds that. Yeah, look, we had 90,000 people, you know, go out and watch the parade when the cup was brought home. But they took the cup around the country. And Tauranga, you know, particularly with Peter Burling, his hometown, they turned out in numbers. Wellington turned out in numbers. Christchurch turned out in numbers. This isn't simply an Auckland event. This is a New Zealand event. It's not called Team Auckland. It's called Team New Zealand. We just happen to provide the venue, and we provide some of the costs for the infrastructure for the base. But look, not everybody's a yachting fan. Some people say, look, you know, I'd rather you spent the money on the symphony orchestra or the art gallery or something else. And all of those people have got their own interests, and I understand that. But, you know, would we really want to say this major worldwide event where the whole eyes of the world are on something happening in New Zealand, would we really want to give that away? And I think most reasonable people would say, no, look, I might not follow yachting, but I appreciate that it's good for the country. So, you know, I'm hoping that there's that generosity of spirit around amongst my fellow Aucklanders. But as you'll hear from your listeners and I hear from my constituents, you know, as many as there are people out there, there'll be different opinions, and they're all entitled to their opinions, and I respect their opinions. In the end, I've got to balance it out and say, what is good for the city? And there's one other factor I just got to throw into this discussion. You know, this is a really good team, and the technology is fantastic. Yeah, we may lose it in 2021, but if we hold it, we've got another cycle of 3 years where there's almost no expenditure on infrastructure, but still that additional benefit and income coming into New Zealand. So, you know, when you look at the cost-benefit analysis and the government through its Ministry of Business and Innovation and Treasury have done the work on it, and the benefit-cost ratio actually stacks up pretty well for the country.